There are few words in modern history more weaponized than the word crusade. Violence, fanaticism, colonialism, and religious extremism automatically come in the minds of most people when that word is mentioned. The Crusades are often used as Exhibit A for why Christendom was dangerous, oppressive, and barbaric. But here's the question no one seems to ask. What if the story we've been told isn't the whole truth? What if the Crusades were not acts of aggression, but acts of defense? What if they were not expressions of greed, conquest, and hatred, but the response of a civilization whose very way of life was under siege? If you like what you see, please like and share the video and subscribe to the channel, turning on all notifications. If you would like to support this channel, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the description. You can also like and follow us on Facebook and X. The links for both of those are also in the description. To understand the Crusades, we must go back 400 years prior to the 7th century, when Islamic armies erupted out of Arabia with astonishing speed. Within a century, they had conquered the Holy Land, Syria, Egypt, North Africa, and most of Christian Spain. These were not pagan lands. These were not Muslim lands. These were Christian lands. Ancient Christian communities that had existed since before Constantine were suddenly under Islamic rule. Jerusalem, the city of Christ's passion, was no longer Christian, but Muslim. This is what people are not told. This is what people don't understand. These areas that today are considered Muslim were actually Christian under the Roman Empire. By the 11th century, a new Muslim power, the Seljuk Turks, began persecuting Christian pilgrims traveling to the Holy Land. Churches were destroyed, pilgrims were attacked, the Byzantine Empire, the eastern half of the Roman Empire, was collapsing under Islamic expansion. And in 1095, the Byzantine Emperor asked the West for help. That's what triggered the First Crusade. Not conquest, a plea for help. In response, Pope Urban II called for Christian knights to defend their fellow Christians and secure safe passage to the Holy Land. It was not a war to pillage for wealth. It was not a war to force conversion. In fact, forced conversions were condemned by the Catholic Church. The Crusaders took vows, wore crosses, risked everything. Most of them lost money, and many never returned. This was not colonial expansion, it was Christian preservation. And here's something rarely mentioned. For nearly 300 years, Christian lands had been shrinking under Islamic military conquest. The Crusades were a counter-offensive, not the beginning of religious war, but a response to it. Now let's be honest, were there atrocities? Yes. The massacre in Jerusalem in 1099 was brutal, but medieval warfare was brutal, and Christians sinned gravely. But here's the problem with modern discussion. We isolate Christian violence while ignoring the context of medieval warfare everywhere. 11th century Europe was not under the rules of the Geneva Convention. It was a world where warfare was savage across all cultures, and historians increasingly acknowledge something uncomfortable for the modern narrative. Compared to many contemporary conflicts, the Crusader states were relatively tolerant. Jews and Muslims were often allowed to remain, while Eastern Christians were protected. Does that excuse everything? No. But it does add context to the discussion, complicating the caricature. Another misconception is this. Most people believe that the Catholic Church told people they would automatically go to heaven if they died during battle. But this is not true. Pope Urban II issued a plenary indulgence for joining the crusade, which wipes out the debt that must be paid in purgatory after death, but does not guarantee salvation. A reality I explore in my upcoming book, Until the Last Penny, A Soul's Journey Through Purgatory. Now, what about the Fourth Crusade? Yes, the sack of Constantinople in 1204 was a disaster, a scandal, a tragedy. It weakened Christian unity. It damaged East-West relations for centuries. In fact, they have yet to recover. But we must understand something. That is not what the crusade was called for. The deposed Byzantine emperor promised to pay off the crusaders' debt if they went to Constantinople and reinstated him before they went to Jerusalem. The pope told them not to. They disobeyed and went anyway. And those are the facts. But here's the deeper question. Do the sins of Christians invalidate the concept of defending Christian civilization? If that's the standard, then no civilization in history survives scrutiny. The real reason the Crusades offend modern sensibilities isn't the violence. Modernity has no problem with violence. More blood was spilled destroying Christendom than was ever spilled for it. It's this. They represent a time when Christianity shaped public life, when faith was not private, when rulers believed they had a duty to defend the Christian way of life, when religion wasn't something you kept to yourself. Modern liberalism rejects the idea completely. Today we are told religion must be personal, private, and silent. But the Crusades remind the modern world of something uncomfortable. Christianity once had the confidence to act like it was true. That's what unsettles people, not the swords, the conviction. The Crusades, they were not flawless, they were not bloodless, and they were not modern. But they were not the cartoon villains of Netflix and YouTube documentaries either. They were the military response of a Christian civilization under centuries of pressure from Islamic invaders. They were imperfect men trying, sometimes failing, to defend what they believed was sacred. If we remove the Crusades entirely from history, would Europe have survived? Would Christian civilization have survived? Would there even be a West as we know it? History is complicated, but one thing is certain. The Crusades were not born from hatred. They were born from a civilization that believed Christ was king, not just of hearts and minds, but of society itself. And whether you like it or not, that world once existed, and it will exist again. Until my next video, God bless.